In this bulletin, 40,000 people in the New South Wales floods, the subject of evacuation orders. The United Nations says at least 500,000 people have fled the fighting in Ukraine, and Russian football teams suspended from the competition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The New South Wales government has made disaster declarations for 17 council areas across the state as it continues battling the floods. It comes after floodwaters in Lismore reached a peak of 2 metres above a record high. Premier Dominic Perrottet has advised residents to follow safety instructions.
We've seen 1,000 flood rescues so far, over 6,000 calls for assistance. Today, currently, there are 26 evacuation orders in place, 26 evacuation orders affecting 40,000 people. If there is an evacuation order in place, please follow the instructions and leave, unless it is not safe to do so. And if you are unsure, please contact the SES on 132 500.
And people in Sydney are being warned to expect flooding and high winds over the coming days. The flood emergency in Queensland has seen the state receive nearly a year's worth of rain in a week, with an estimated 20,000 homes affected. Searches remain underway for three people who are missing in the floodwaters, including one man who's not been seen for 3 days after he fell from a boat in the Brisbane River. The death toll from the flood disaster remains at 8, but authorities have warned this will likely rise as tidal and river flows continue to hit highs. The United Nations top humanitarian official says at least 160,000 people have been internally displaced across Ukraine, fleeing for safety. The Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Martin Griffiths, says aerial attacks and fighting in urban areas are damaging critical civilian facilities and disrupting essential services like health, electricity, water and sanitation. It comes after Russia launched missile strikes into an allegedly urban, dense part of Ukraine's city of Kharkiv, killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds more. Mr. Griffiths says the rate of civilian casualties in these early days of fighting is alarming.
Already the upheavals in recent days are deepening a pre-existing humanitarian crisis. 8 grueling years of conflict in eastern Ukraine had already left 3 million people in need of humanitarian assistance on both sides of the contact line in the Donbas region.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 500,000 people have left Ukraine and crossed into neighbouring Poland, Moldova, Romania, Hungary and Slovakia. A new report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change shows urgent action can still prevent many of the catastrophic impacts caused by climate change, but some consequences have now become inevitable. Vice Chair of the IPCC's working group, Mark Howden, says the world's scientific community is in robust agreement about the climate threat. The report specifies several climate threats facing Australia, including disruption and decline in agricultural production, more people dying in heat waves, and the destruction of coral reefs. ANU researcher and one of the project's co-authors, Dr. Ruth Morgan, says Indigenous people will be particularly affected.
Changing climate conditions are expected to exacerbate many of the social, economic, and health inequalities faced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. First Nations people need to play a central role in decision-making that draws on their Indigenous knowledge to develop culturally appropriate adaptation responses to climate change.
Another 18 people in Victoria have died with COVID-19 as the state records 6,879 cases. There are 255 people in hospital, 41 are in intensive care, with 5 requiring ventilation. In sport, the governing bodies for world and European football have suspended Russian football clubs and national teams from all competitions. It means the Russian men's team will not play their World Cup playoff matches next month, and the women's team have been suspended from the Euro 2022 competition. Well, now the weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, a possible shower, 27 degrees. Melbourne, a few showers and a possible storm, 26. Hobart, showers and 21. Canberra, showers increasing, 23. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy falls, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, showers, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 35. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.